Jack Barrett, it's a historic day for Cork Celtic on Sunday afternoon. A first ever appearance in the Connacht Women's Cup final. Must be a good buzz around the club at the minute.
Oh yeah, great. Now right, the team has been kind of, doing very well for the last few years. Like, they've won four leagues out of five and got the Connacht Cup semi-final. I think 3 years ago against Manila as well, and 3-3 draw went to penalty shootout, and Manila won on the penalty shootout. So we're back again this year now, and knocking on the door over the last few years, and even national event there now, the Shield, FAI National Shield final against Tyrone. You were there 2 years ago and narrowly lost that game as well. So this team is probably the best team, coming out of the club in the last few years.
Now, speaking of which, the fact that, I mean, you came out of a very, very tough semi-final, and the fact that you've reached the final after all that hard work, I mean, it must be just a great sense of achievement to have, finally made that breakthrough.
Oh yeah, just to get over the line there now. It's a tough game, tough away game there now in Ballinadreen, and there was Yates United away as well, and then Cam Celtic, very good team. Half the Roscommon senior ladies team were playing on that team, and Swinford, a very good young team, where we only had 11 players on the day, and no subs, and went to extra time as well, and took out the results in the end, like after extra time, 3-1. These girls, they just don't know how to give up or lose, and to keep at it all the time. And I've only been involved now since Christmas because Rowan Barrett had them there, and she's immigrated to Australia there, so I took over there in January, and we've been doing very well.
What is it about this team, though? Is it that will to win? The fact that they just don't know, as you said yourself, they don't know when they're beaten. They don't know how to lose. That, and as you mentioned also, and I want to touch on it, some of these players would have come up through the underage. They would have worked incredibly hard. Good Cork Celtic teams at that level too. Some would have featured at inter-county level, Gaelic League level at underage. I mean, it's a very talented bunch that have all come together.
Yeah, I mean, the team seems to be evolving all the time. As the girls say, when there's quality, when we lose quality, we replace it with quality, and we're lucky enough to have quality to replace it with. And now the fact that we've been doing so well, players from, say, other areas, they opt first for Cork Celtic. They opt to come to Cork Celtic first because there's a good foundation there, and a good, there's very good leaders there, where we've four or five very good ex-League of Ireland players there, who are the foundation of the team, and we just build around them with a youth structure coming through.
We mentioned the youth structure. I mean, many's the time we've held the underage cup draws here in studio with Kevin O'Neill, and it's always one thing that's come through that when Cork Celtic's name comes out, there's always a bit of a woe about it because they're a team that nobody really wants to face, and that's at underage level. And it's that kind of mentality that's gone through the club. And for what is a rural club, I mean, it's quite an amazing thing to see the amount of players that do want to play with you.
Yeah, well, I was involved. Say, I was chairman there for about 7 years now this year, and I was involved originally with the setup of the girls' structure in 2010, where we only had two girls, say, the first year ever that we started the academy, and then built from that 2011, first team went in then, and then it has just taken off, like, say, unreal in the last, say, 2 or 3 years, where this, structure of girls under six up to seniors, and it's just it's everybody's really into the girls' side of sport now, and it's getting so strong and stronger and stronger. And we got good facilities there now. In the last few years, we've two Astros now and new dressing rooms and pitch development down there. So we're starting to get the facilities to kind of back up the huge numbers of, say, new club members.
Now, I know you don't want to mention individuals, and that's only right because it is a team performance. But you mentioned the experience of girls who played League of Ireland football. That experience is vital for a day like next Sunday.
Yeah, the likes of Teresa Kane there now, and she's played in an FAI Cup final actually for Castlebar there in the last 10 years, and Rich King and Teresa Kane as well. Like Teresa's involved there with Phil Trill in the senior ladies, and she played at a high level. This, and then most of the other girls now have played have actually represented the county or the university, or so they're all at that level. So it's just that we've kept it at that level all the time. So that's what we want to do and keep it going. Like.
Now, and of course, it's back to Castlebar for the final. Now, you are taking on Manila, so it's almost a home game for them. Is that kind of something as a motivational factor as well, considering that Manila is just down the road from Castlebar and you've got the longer journey to make?
Well, it's more for me, so, because I'm from Manila. I played for Manila for 20 years, and I'm still the leading goal scorer for Manila, would you believe? Although another guy is begged to differ. But and I also managed Manila senior soccer team between 2010 and 2011. So it's an awful rivalry there now for me personally. Like, you know,
I didn't know that now, Jack. But I mean, that's an interesting little side story to this as well, that you're kind of heading back, taking on a club that is your background.
Yeah, and my brother was managing the senior team last year there. So, and all the people now were involved in the management, Tommy Rumley and all of them, they're all personal friends of mine from going back years, like, you know. So, I'm keeping stump.
In many respects, and you know what, in a funny roundabout way, that's what's going to make this game very interesting on Sunday, is because I've no doubt the way that you manage the team then means that we're going to see a Manila-style game against Manila, which is going to make it a very, very interesting 90 minutes to watch.
Yeah, well, my system always is a 4-2-3-1, and you have to have the players for that, and that's the system I kind of go with normally, and it's a very solid kind of a system where it's starting off like, you know, you're very solid and you're tucking in the three players in front of the two who are sitting, and then we've a fast player, Joy, up front who runs the channels, so and we tuck in our three there, so we kind of play down the middle a good lot. So that's kind of our system, not giving our tactics away or anything like that. So I hope there's no Mio lads listening.
Well, look, even if there is, that other thing about anybody from Manila means they're quite shrewd when it comes to certain things, tactics included. How important is it to a club, though, like Carb Celtic, a rural club, to be at this stage in this particular competition? Because as time has moved on, of course, we always talk about the Connacht Junior Cup final and how a big match that is and how an important game it is. But that's the men's thing. Now that the ladies' game has gained that same level of importance, and not before time, I may add, that it is a huge match to be involved in. It's being played in Mayo's home ground. It's Umbro Park, now formerly Solar 21 Park, formerly Mild Bush. But it's still the fact that you're playing on a top-class ground against top-class opposition, and it's now getting the respect it deserves, if I can put it that way, and Gerry Tully and those deserve great credit for that. For a club like Carb Celtic to be involved in a game of this magnitude now, it must mean an awful lot to the club itself.
Oh, it means an awful lot for the club, like, because everybody's backing it up, because we're starting to become, say, a fairly decent club, as regards, say, all our teams have moved up the ranks in the last few years, even boys and girls and all that, and our girls are always playing at a high level, and it's coming to fruition now, where every year now, the last few years, we're getting to finals and all this, and it's just a lot of work being put in by, say, dedicated people with the girls as well, like, where the standards of girls now, I mean, this is my first time managing a girls team, but so surprised, like, the standard, and so surprised with the commitment, and, you know, the will to win, and, you know, the really tough, say, mentality the girls have, which surprised me a good lot, like, you know, and for the clubs, from the sense of the club as well, you know, it's great that we're starting to get to the top in a lot of competitions.
Absolutely. By the way, and I'm going, you know, like this with teams who are involved in big games, obviously, you know, sponsors, support from the club itself, everyone in the community. I mean, that's absolutely invaluable now.
Yeah. Well, it's just that we've got a good few people in at a lower level, and they're following their team all the way up, and they're bringing the community with them, like say parents and all that. And then as they go up, say girls really go into a senior level at an earlier age. So 17s and 19s are the preparation teams for the seniors, and there's still a kind of a tail off of players quitting around 17, 18, 19, but it's not as much as it used to be, because if the interest is there and this is done properly, coached properly, and now the Galway FA have a lot of answers as well. They started to do a lot of good things as a girls soccer as well, where structures in place there now, and as you say, they're earlier on there now, like Kevin O'Neill and all that, like say driving it on, like, you know, and more teams coming in. I think there's two or three more extra senior teams coming in next year, which will make it back up to 17 or 18 teams, where there was only say 8 or 9 a few years ago.